don't call him the best coffee maker in the building for nothing, then Taylor is on the air. W-A-N-I.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We talk Women's Hope Medical Clinic. And Daria in here with me. And we have got an event that is going to be coming up. And it is coming up shortly, but you did say that there are a few available tickets left.
There are still a few that are remaining, so we're hoping to fill those.
This is the Living Hope Gala that is going to be taking place, and just kind of the Cliff's Notes version of it. I mean, what is this? Why are you guys doing this?
Well, Women's Hope Medical Clinic and Hope Adoptions, we are nonprofits here in Lee County, but we take care of East Alabama and some of Georgia as well. And what we do is we're the Women's Hope side, we've been here 42 years, and we take care of couples or women who are in either an unplanned or a difficult pregnancy. And everything is free because we are supported by the community and churches and businesses. So they get all of their services free, from pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, to even prenatal care if they need it. And then we have parenting classes where any material items they may need for that baby, from diapers, wipes, clothing, cribs, whatever, they get free as well. But they have to earn them by going through classes to know that they're learning something about parenting in general.
It's funny because when I talk to people about this, everybody assumes that when they look at Women's Hope, it's teen pregnancy. And I said, no, there are all races, ages, you name it, demographics that that walk through your guys' door that need help. And whether it be unplanned or things not going right, I mean, I'm sure y'all have seen a host of all of it.
We have seen, we could write a book, to be honest, a big book. But even people that, there are times that for whatever reason, between jobs or whatever, they don't have insurance. And we fill the gap for those people. So we've helped, I mean, thousands and thousands of people in the community and beyond just get through that tough time. A lot of times they don't know what to do. We also, I mentioned in 21, we got licensed to do adoptions because we started noticing that there was wonderful adoption agencies here in the state, but not right here. And a lot of our girls, when we'd refer them, or women, they'd fall through the cracks and end up aborting instead. And so we thought, well, maybe we'll do this. And it was like a trial. Let's see if this works. And it's done beautifully. So we're real excited about that part of it. And we have a lot more coming up this year that I'm going to be sharing Thursday night.
I know. Speaking of Thursday night, so kind of walk us through what all is going to take place Thursday night once they walk in the doors and they see what's going on. Because you were telling me something neat that's going to be taking place just kind of on the side. But you're going to have a little bit of everything. So walk us through the Thursday evening.
Thank you very much, Ben. Well, first of all, this is our largest fundraiser of the year. And because we are dependent upon donations, we don't get government funding. It is just the community that funds these ministries. So it'll be at the hotel at Auburn University and in their grand ballroom. And basically, doors open at 5:30, program begins at 6. You get a fabulous dinner. And I mean that genuinely. It's not your typical conference dinner. But then what will happen, we'll have some patients and some clients that will be sharing their stories of where they were, they came to Women's Hope or Hope Adoptions, and now how their life is going. And we'll have a worship team from Lakeview Baptist Church is going to come and do a few songs. And there is going to be a live painting going on during the event. And we're very excited. Morgan Barber is our painter, and we're just very excited to see how this goes about. And that's pretty much it. It's just a lot of fellowship, a fun time, very, very warm. Everybody always tells me when they leave that they were so happy they came. And so we're trying to fill at least 350 seats. We have about 324 right now. So there are some more seats where we've already bought the meals. The other thing about just the whole ballroom, the meals, all of it, for those that might think, well, if I do give anything, and there's obviously no obligation, but if I do give something, is it covering all of this? No, it will not
be. Right.
We get, we have underwriters who just very graciously underwrite that so that it's everything that's given that night goes right to the programs.
It's funny because before we came on, Daria was telling me that Morgan was going to be drawing, and I said, yeah, I've gone to a wedding before where there was somebody over in the corner, and I didn't know what they were doing. And they were drawing just the bride and groom, so the rest of us were safe. But I thought it was very cool because she did probably that particular artist, I don't know, did three or four sketches before it was all said and done with. Hers wasn't necessarily a painting as much as it was a sketch. And those of you that don't know Morgan, and familiar with the show, we've had Blaine on before, Blaine Barber, former golfer at Auburn, and played professionally. And he has retired and rekindled his golf relationship a few times. But we kid him because everybody will say, is she a better painter than you are a golfer? And we'll tell him, we'll say, well, there's no doubt because she's still painting and you're not still golfing. So So apparently she is a better painter than he is a golfer. So, hey, we're going to take a break. We're talking with Daria. We're talking Women's Hope Medical Clinic. We'll tell you how you can get in touch with them, best ways to find out information, how you can still get a ticket if you're wanting to go this Thursday. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Daria with me as we are talking about Women's Hope Medical Clinic, and they have got the Living Hope Gala that is going to be taking place. Okay, I have this question all the time. Is it gala or gala? You've done a ton of these.
Oh, boy. We have actually Googled it, and it depends on the region of the country you're
okay.
from.
Okay. I just was making sure, because I've heard it both ways. I've had people on here both ways, and that's what's funny. The beauty of my job is usually coming out of a break, I can say it both ways, and somebody's like, okay. That way, not everybody's upset with me. So you'd mentioned just a little bit ago that you were going to have some people from Lakeview that are going to be there. I don't think a lot of people know this. Women's Hope is a faith-based organization, correct?
We are. We are a faith-based mm-hmm. organization. And what we do, because when you say that, sometimes that kind of gets you in trouble. Mm-hmm. But for us, we always feel that the people that come in, they are broken, they are hurting, mm-hmm. and they need hope, and which is why we're called Hope Women's Hope
Correct.
Medical Clinic and Hope Adoptions and Living Hope Gala.
Mm.
But we do share the Lord with them if they want. And the reason I say that, a lot of our people that come in are internationals that attend Auburn University.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, the way that I look at it is we're almost like homeland missionaries to reaches of the world that maybe other people can't mm-hmm. touch, even the missionaries. So they come right to us because they need help. They need help with their medical, with their parenting needs, mm-hmm. and we're there for them. So definitely. And Living Hope is from 1 Peter 1, mm-hmm. 3, and 4. So if anybody wants to check that out.
Do y'all have any doctors that work in conjunction with you that
we certainly
even
do.
May recommend? I mean, there may be one of these ladies that, I was about to say young lady, but as we said, it can be of all ages. Maybe one of these ladies that's visiting with the doctor and says, I've got, you know, some questions that maybe are outside of your wheelhouse that deal with, I'm not sure what I want and when I want it and how I want it. So are doctors aware to say, well, maybe you need to go talk to Women's Hope?
We try to get as much awareness. So if somebody doesn't know and you're listening, make sure you tell your doctor. But Dr. Bill Golden
yes.
here in town, he is our medical director, has been for well over 20 years. And he is a
he
wealth.
He delivered one of mine.
Really?
Yes, he did.
I hear that a lot when I walk around the neighborhood. But then we have Dr. Wade Alverson.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Alexis Young.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're always looking for more doctors because we're getting new programs mm-hmm. with Women's Hope. And so we need more physicians that will be, you know, roll up their sleeves and just get in to help the community with us.
On the adoption side of things, do you guys work with both maybe a mother that wants to give birth but doesn't want to keep the baby, as well as families that are in need or are searching for
both?
So you do work with
yes.
both sides of it.
We have two licensed master social workers that are full time with us, mm. and one takes strictly care of those couples that are coming in they would like to adopt, to grow their family through adoption. And then our other social worker, she takes care of just the birth moms and the birth dad if he's in the picture, but primarily the birth mom. Mm. So that's a pretty tough job.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of birth dads, do y'all see that sometimes when sometimes it may just be the woman that comes in, the female that comes in, the mom, or sometimes it, as a couple, they may be going through this together and not real sure. Do they get some help as well, the dads?
Absolutely. Okay. We've always had a semblance of a fatherhood program through the years, but as of last year, we brought someone on who, Adam Scrimsher, he is fervently working to get the dads online, to mentor them, to get them into the different educational areas, that whether that's something just with the car or whatever it may be, but that they need to know, but mostly that they need to know how to support that mom, how to care for that baby, whether there's even a marriage involved.
Correct.
Or not.
Yes, yes. That's why I use dad instead of husband, because, I mean, it could be a host of other things.
Exactly.
You know, again, this is going to be Thursday night. There are some tickets still available. What is going to be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
I think at this date, the best way is probably to either email our marketing person, mm-hmm. and that would be at Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, at womenshope.org, or give her a call at 334-502-7000, and her extension is 123.
That makes it so easy to do. We'll have this on the website a little bit later on. You can follow them on social media as well. Friends of Women's Hope on Instagram, Friends of Women Hope on Facebook, to find out more information. I'm sure they'll accept some direct messages through that. Again, this is going to be April 10th. It begins at 6. Got a lot of stuff. Going to be some great food that's going to be served, as well as a message that comes about from it. And it's their largest fundraiser of the year. So it's a chance for you to give back to the community and maybe, you know, help a young parent or a parent in general out, as well as somebody that may not want to be a parent, but they're getting all the help that they need through Women's Hope. So, Daria, thank you. Again, the phone number one more time is going to be, I lost my page here, 334-502-7000, extension 123. And her name is what again?
Jessica.
Jessica. And she'll be more than happy to put you in the right place. Thank you so much. Thanks for the coffee,
thank
too,
you.
By the way.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks to the audience for listening.
There you go. We'll have you up on the website a little bit later on. Auburn Opelika this morning.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk WANN.